Let's get the news in full. It's read now by Brian Jennings.
The GAA will tell an Oireachtas committee today that it is not realistic to expect all championship games to be broadcast on television. It argues that this would not be in the association's interest and it is not part of its plans. This follows months of controversy over the GAA Go subscription-based screening service, which is co-owned by RTE and the GAA. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
GAA Go has been severely criticised by politicians, many of whom want all championship games to be free to air. However, the GAA will outline its position in detail in Leinster House today. It will say that the number of free-to-air games on television is higher than ever before. It adds that those games which are on GAA Go would previously either have been on Sky TV or more probably not shown at all. The new arrangements and schedule were launched 6 months before a slitter was even pucked, the GAA says. It admits, though, that a late date change for the Clare and Limerick Munster Hurling Championship game set GAA Go on a difficult trajectory for the summer. The fixture, which was one of the best games of the championship, was originally scheduled to be shown on RTE. The GAA says it wants to generate a fair return from matches and it is seeking to be independent. However, it says it will look to communicate better and to learn.
Members of the European Parliament will vote today on the EU's controversial Natural Restoration Law. The proposed legislation seeks to restore the health of Europe's natural habitats, more than 80% of which are deemed to be in poor health. However, the law has received stiff opposition, with the Parliament's Environment Committee rejecting the plan last month. From Strasbourg, Tommy Maskell of our political staff.
This afternoon, MEPs will first be asked whether to reject the Nature Restoration Law outright or to vote on a series of amendments to the text. One amendment, seen as having the best chance of being accepted, reflects the European Council's position on the proposed law, which is the version agreed by member states, including Ireland. Talks would then commence between the European Parliament and member states to agree on a final nature restoration law. However, it's unknown if it will get that far, because the largest group in the Parliament, the European People's Party, has instructed its MEPs to reject the law outright today, and it's likely that the vast majority will. However, the five Fine Gael MEPs in that group are expected to defy that instruction, meaning all Irish MEPs are in favour of some form of nature restoration law being passed. Tommy Maskell, RTE News, Strasbourg.
The G7 countries are expected to ratify new long-term security arrangements with Ukraine on the second day of the NATO summit in Lithuania. The declaration will outline how they will help Ukraine defeat Russia and deter any new aggression in the coming years. It will also provide a framework under which individual nations will agree bilateral deals with Ukraine, detailing the weapons they will provide. Ukraine said this morning it shot down 11 Russian attack drones overnight in a second night of strikes on the capital Kyiv, as NATO leaders prepare to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky in Vilnius. Yesterday, Mr. Zelensky heavily criticised NATO for not giving his country a timeline to join the alliance. Scores of parades will take place across Northern Ireland today as Protestant loyal orders celebrate the 12th of July. The main demonstrations will take place at 18 venues. An estimated 500,000 people are expected to participate or watch in the annual festival. Last night, the majority of around 250 bonfires were lit in loyalist communities, heralding the main date in the parading calendar. The placing of an image of Irish flags and an effigy of Sinn Féin deputy leader Michelle O'Neill on a bonfire in County Tyrone and the name of a Sinn Féin councillor on one outside Belfast are being investigated by police as hate crime. Human remains which were stolen from Inishbofin more than 130 years ago are to be returned to a delegation of island residents today. The skulls of 13 people were taken from the grounds of St. Colman's Monastery. They were brought to Trinity College Dublin soon after, Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
The handover of these remains brings to an end a long-running campaign to ensure they are returned to their original resting place. The skulls form part of a collection stolen from burial sites along the West Coast by anthropologist Alfred Haddon and a colleague, Andrew Dixon, in the 1890s. All were brought to Trinity College, where they have been stored or displayed ever since. Authorities there only sanctioned their return this year. After they're handed over to islanders today, the 13 skulls will be placed in a coffin and transported to Galway before being brought back to Inishbofin at the weekend. There they will be reinterred just metres from the site from where they were removed 133 years ago to the day on Sunday. In the coming months, other skulls in the collection will be returned to communities on Illan Aran and St Finian's Bay in County Kerry. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Inishbofin, County Galway.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Mainly cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle this morning. Most areas drier with sunny spells this afternoon and evening. Some heavy showers remain possible in Ulster and northern parts of Connacht and Leinster. Highest temperatures 15 to 20 degrees in a light to moderate west to northwest wind.